Hey, qué rollo con el pollo. It's Ruben Perez Jr. from EntertainmentRocks.com. Today we are talking to una chingona, a total badass, Miss Chelsea Rendon. Hola, Chelsea.
Hello. Hola, ¿cómo estás? How are you?
I'm doing great. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month all month long, and she's kicking it off with us. So, bienvenido.
Hey.
For people that don't know who you are, who is Chelsea Rendon?
I am an actress. I have been in the business for about 22 years now, and I am most known for my character Mari La Pinche Chinche on Vida, most recently for Shameless and The Tax Collector, and up next I'm going to be on Maya and the Three, the animated show for Netflix.
Yes, and I watched the trailer. I did like a little sneak peek, and I was like, ooh, that looks good. I was like, I need to watch that. Since we are talking about Hispanic Heritage Month, talk about being a Latina in Hollywood. Like, has it been hard? Has it been easy? Or how?
Well, it's definitely a marathon, and it has its ups and downs. But luckily, I've been able to work with some amazing, talented people and have really made some beautiful connections that have lasted years. But, you know, as you see, and especially as we saw the Emmys last night, not a lot of people of color really get the recognition they deserve. So we're definitely fighting for that right now.
I was talking to Chuy Martinez. I'm like a local radio host here in.
Yeah, I know Chuy.
Yeah. Dude, I was like, he went off on Twitter, and I was just like, ooh, can I talk to you next? Because I was just like, that's what we need. We need like a conversation starting, because people are like, they're like afraid. I'm like, they're always like, oh no, you can't talk about that because people are going to get mad. Well, that's the whole point. It's like people need to get mad in order for something to happen, you know, like take action type of thing. So you're an actress. What else do you want to accomplish?
So I started out as an actress. I've dabbled a little bit in producing. So I've been like an associate producer on projects, or like help create like sizzle reels. And right now I'm actually in the process of developing my own show. Me and my best friend, Noemi Gonzalez, who played Suzette in Selena the Series. And we've known each other for almost 10 years now. And so we are developing the show together. And so now it's the point of not only being a producer, but being a creative and really having a seat at the table.
Can you talk about that series, or is it just like under wraps and it's like, no, Ruben, I'm not.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about it too much just because then we don't want someone to steal our idea.
And that's the issue with Hollywood. It's like, I'm still waiting for someone to do a game show based on the whole crate challenge thing. So I already put it out there, the idea. So somebody needs to do that where people the higher it goes, people win $10K or some shit.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That will be hilarious because it's like TikTok, the whole thing. So anyways, you talked about your goals, you talked about being a Latina. Who inspires Chelsea Rendon?
So what really inspired me when I was a kid was watching the movie Selena with J-Lo. And I just watched it a solid, honestly, 20 times at the drive-in. Like, we just went all the time to watch it. I'd be in my backyard with the vacuum singing. So that for me was really I saw that and I was like, I want to do that. I don't know if I thought that I wanted to be Selena or I thought I wanted to be J-Lo playing Selena, but I just wanted to do whatever was happening on the screen. And so Selena and J-Lo specifically have been very big influences in my life, especially as I got older, getting to know Selena. And that's one of the things I love about the series, is you really get to see more of the family and her backstory, versus the movie showed more of just when she was Selena already. And then J-Lo has had an amazing career and just a boss lady. I'm boss bitch vibes only, you know? And so I definitely want to emulate her as well and be able to do action and rom-coms and dramas and just kick ass. So those are two that definitely inspired me.
Season 2 of Hentified is coming up. I heard a rumor that you might be in it, or you might be part of it somehow.
No. I post about it, so people think that I'm going to be in it. But one, I just support all the shows that have Latinos involved and have Latinx people in it in general. And then also, there's some of my best friends, like Annie, JJ, Julissa, Carlos, Carrie. I know them all. You know, Linda and Marvin, I know as well, you know, so I especially support them because I know them.
Yeah, for sure.
But hey, let's just throw it out in the universe and maybe I'll get in there in season 3.
Intensified season 3, like your girl Chelsea, I'm like, she could be like, I don't know, she could be like a beauty makeup girl, like taking over business or something, you know, it's like make some hair, do something, I don't know. Hey. Oh, I know, I'm like selling paletas. No, I'm kidding, I'm like, that's like stereotypical, but I'm like, whatever's gonna get us through the door.
But I got the voice for it. I got the voice for it and the range, you know.
They're gonna be like tacos de canasta, tacos.
The funny thing about that is when I was a little kid, I grew up going to El Mercadito. Mm. And I used to stand there while we were eating or like afterwards and be getting people to buy from the elote lady that we liked. I'd be like, elotes, elotes. You know what I mean? Like being like 5-6 years old, just screaming because it was fun.
Yeah.
But I would get them customers.
I'm like, how do you feel about these stereotypical roles that Latinos have to play in order to make our way onto Hollywood? I'm like, I've seen like Sofia Vergara does the
Well, the thing about
for me, it's like a bit much, but I'm like, if it's kind of.
Well, again, there's a catch 22 because at the end of the day, Latinos are those people. Latinos are gardeners. Latinos are maids. You know what I mean? Like, we do have accents. We are gang members. You know what I mean? Like, that's who we are. Mm-hmm. So there's stereotypes for a reason. But the goal is to break past those stereotypes and to see us for who we are now, not who we were 50 years ago. And so today we have actors, we have lawyers, we have directors, we have doctors. And I think that's not what's shown enough. So at the end of the day, we can't erase our history. And we can't erase the fact that, you know, we have been gardeners and maids and cholos in the past and also right now, because that is still current and happening, but we also aren't just that. So it's getting out of that little hole, like that little circle that they see us in, like we have branched past that. And now it's just about being seen as that. So, you know, talking about Gentified, you know, Annie's character is talking about going and working at a school, and I believe Stanford, if I'm not mistaken. You know, things like that. Like Carlos's character wants to be a chef. Like, those are beautiful things to see. Yes, you still have, you know, Mama Fina's, that's a taco spot that they work at and they own, but it's more than that. And I think that's what we need to see.
And that is what we need, Hollywood, because like I'm getting tired of just seeing everybody like sub homes. It's like, yeah, it's like we have the cholos and everything, but like, can we evolve? Like maybe like have one of the actors be president or an astronaut or something better.
But it also takes the audience to watch. Yeah. And that's the biggest issue, is that as a Latinx audience, we are so diverse. Mm-hmm. So with Vida, it was a story about Mexican Americans in East LA. So I had so many people that were Cuban or Puerto Rican. It's like, well, that's not my story. I'm not going to watch it. And I'm like, but it doesn't have to be your story. You watch The Conners, or you know what I mean? Like, you watch Modern Family. That's not your story either, but you watch it. So I think we as the audience play a big part, and we don't take enough responsibility for that. And I think we need to watch everything. And that's why, again, I do watch everything. Right now, I'm watching Roswell, New Mexico with the Latina lead, Janine Mason. You know what I mean? Like, I watched Station 19, you know, with Jaina Lee Ortiz. Now, my brother Carlos Miranda is a series regular on that. You know, we have to watch shows with Latino leads, especially the ones that are so mainstream, so that it could help and continue. Because, again, when Station 19 first started, it was just Jaina. Now it's Jaina and Carlos. You know what I mean? Like, at least Jaina had her dad as well. Okay, gotta take that back. Jaina had her dad, Miguel. But, you know, it's so important to have as many Latinos on primetime TV as possible. And we gotta support those shows. So again, like last year we had Party of Five, the Expanding Universe of Ashley Garcia. Both of them got canceled.
Yeah.
Mr. Iglesias and Gentified got new seasons, which was great. You know what I mean? Like, but there's been so much content, but if we don't watch, it gets canceled. Yeah. So we need to have the audience show up and have the executives say, okay, they're showing up. Let's keep this going.
A perfect example, one of my favorite comedians, Cristela
Alonso. Yes.
Yes. Her series was like the first time that a Latina ever got a series on a national broadcast on ABC. Pero después, I mean, I guess like there was controversy from the get-go behind the scenes, like because he, they wanted them to be more Mexican, like in the series. So I was like, how do you get more Mexican in the series? I'm like it's kind of like,
yeah, they only went one season, right?
I think it got cut short. I think it was like only 8 or 10 episodes, actually. Mm-hmm. I think so. It's like, and then we go back to the same thing. If you have like one of the biggest networks, that has like a really good, solid series, it's like, why would you let it go? Pero we go back to the same.
But look at The Baker and the Beauty. That's another great example. What exactly. A great show, mm-hmm. And it got cut, and it was so sad to see that.
Yeah, we need to do better, Hollywood. That's the reason why I wanted to do this whole series for Hispanic Heritage Month, like talk to Latinos and give our point of view of she's an actress, she's a Toro Chingona. So it's like she has more insight of the whole Hollywood thing. I'm just a reporter. I try, but there's people that have more insight. So I just want to thank Chelsea Rendon for taking time out of her busy schedule to talk to me, because we need more conversations like this. For Hispanic Heritage Month, I will be sitting down with more Latinos and talking about this, because we need more representation. And Chelsea is one of many Latinos that is here to represent us on the big screen, on social media, on anything and everything. Es una Toro Chingona. So it's if you don't know who Chelsea Rendon is, remember that name, because I'm going to make a prediction. This girl will win an Emmy and will win an Oscar at some point in her life, because she's that amazing. And I'm telling you guys, if you do not know her, stream Vida, stream all of the shows for the Latinos. Your latest Netflix show will premiere when?
Maya and the Three is in October 22nd.
October 22nd on Netflix. Everybody has Netflix. Your tia has Netflix. Your abuela has Netflix.
I'm also just excited to work on something I could share with my younger family. Because everything I do is rated R. So they haven't been able to see it. But now I'm actually going to have my sister bring the kids over, or some of my friends bring their kids over, and be able to sit and watch. And I get to share this with the next generation, you know?
Oh, shizzle. Maya and the Three on Netflix. Stream that. Get to know Chelsea. Hit her up on Twitter, social media. She's super funny and she's super cool. So it's get to know her. And let's talk about more Latino inclusion in Hollywood and pretty much anything.
Everywhere.
Because that's what we need. So, I'm Ruben Perez Jr. That is the incredible, the chingona, the talented Chelsea Rendon. We will see you guys on the next episode or podcast on just anything and everything, and we'll see you guys. ¡Ya nos vamos a los tacos! Bye, guys.